Rotatoes, it's Friday, and that means we are back with another episode of the podcast. Today is episode 3, part 2, and I want to say thank you so much for being here and for listening to this. If you are enjoying the stuff that we are doing over here, then you might also enjoy the stuff we're doing over at the 12 Standard Studios Patreon, where we have the Dodecast, which I host alongside my good friend and colleague Chad Pytel, where we talk about all the things that 12 Standard Studios is doing, including our epic Stormlight Adventures game that we just ran. That is live right now over on the Brandon Sanderson YouTube, which is extremely cool, and a plethora of other things. And if you go over to that Patreon right now, you actually can get yourself a free quick start guide to our brand new TTRPG, Force of Extinction, which we might even do some of over here on Rotating Heroes. So if you would like to check out that, then you can go to the 12 Sided Studios Patreon for more information. But until then, I'm going to get out of here so that I can take over. Take it away, past me. Okay, so as you make your way up, and I'm assuming out this ramp, you emerge at Chapels Rome. This is an area of town which is sort of known for its unique... Thanks, finally. You finally got it. No one got this at any point.
I've gotten it the whole time, but I thought maybe I was just connecting a dot that shouldn't be connected.
I thought that your world building was so good that I wasn't even batting an eyelash that it might sound like something in our world. I thought I was just along for the ride.
Was there a rose-colored horse statue in the center of the...
So as you see the rose-colored horse statue in the center of this park, you see that essentially what this is an area of town that seems... When you sort of think back to the stone and everything that you'd seen previously that made up these kind of gigantic buildings or the ruins of the gigantic buildings, you notice that this stone is made up... It's the same stone. You kind of come up out of a little rise, which is sort of tucked away behind one of these buildings. And there literally is a 6 chapels, like small little kind of like houses of faith, all kind of built facing into a sort of central area, whether it's a fountain and, you know, the aforementioned horse, whatever. People are kind of like milling around in this area. And, you know, there's like a low mist here and like the temperature feels kind of slightly like colder here than it did sort of out where the big kind of steam vents were gushing and everything. But it seems like quite a comfortable, sort of nice area of town. And like a lot of the people here like are wearing kind of like clergyman's robes, etc. There is a series of different churches and chapels to certain things. You look around this sort of central area and you see these 6 chapels or churches. They are quite small. And from what you know, Tundra, just for free, essentially, there was a couple of areas within the original city, the giant city that was here before, that was given over to, like, humanoids, like, sort of normal-sized sort of people. And this was one of the areas. So this was, like, a, you know, an area where sort of the small folk essentially could come and pray. So this is, like, pretty much untouched from when the city first stood. Basically, this is a very, very old area of town.
I have another quick question about Tundra's history with this place. Would I have grown up with any sort of like faith instilled in me by my parents? Like, did I go to one of these churches maybe, or like?
So I don't know that you necessarily like grew up in Giantsbane, but like Giantsbane is the kind of de facto kind of capital of the Dark Side now, not least just because like it's where a lot of like trade and stuff comes through. So A, it's probably kind of alarming to see it in such a state, right? But I would say that what you immediately clock just from looking on the outside, you can clock immediately what the chapels are, and I'll give those to you guys for free if you want to sort of look and find out what each of them pertains to. The thing that kind of really jumps out to you, which is kind of crazy, is that the cracked compass is, to say it feels sacrilegious is crazy. So the main source of worship is the worship of Vigarith. So Vigarith is the all-seeing god who is the sun. Essentially, like, the embodiment of Vigarith is the sun, the giant blue sphere at the center of the solar system. And that's what, like, most people... If there was, like, a kind of version of Christianity in this world, like, that's what the worship of Vigarith is. The chapel has been turned into a bar was Vagara's chapel. Like, all of the others, you know, the gods, none of them are Vagara, that one. Which is, like, blasphemous to say the least. So, yes, something has happened basically to the Temple of Vagara, so it is no longer a place of worship and is, in fact, a bar.
Is it crowded in there?
Oh, yeah, he's heaving. Like, there's a lot of people in there, for sure.
Shaddy's sort of standing at the place where they came out of the tunnel. And he's kind of got his eyes down and he's kind of covering his eyes and he's just like, I feel like if I like see religious stuff, I'm gonna like burst into flames or something, you guys.
Shaddy, I'm not 100% sure you got turned. You're sort of talking like you and acting like you and you smell like you.
Shaddy, do you want to drink blood right now, or feeling like an urge?
Yeah, how much do you want to drink blood?
No, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. I do not want to drink blood. I'm just scared. And so Shaddy like just kind of like steals himself and he's like, I can't live like this forever.
Can we like look at his wound to see if it looks like there's something sort of spreading?
Yeah, you look at his
I shove Holly, the doctor, out of the way to take a look.
Oh yeah. So let me just ask you a couple questions, just to start. So you don't taste like a bloodlust. You can taste hesitation.
Ari, warm up your hands before you examine someone.
A cold-hearted frustration. Is that right? Am I characterizing that right?
Me? That's what I taste?
Never mind. Let me roll this and check on you.
You don't need to roll investigation. This is just a very light javelin wound. There is absolutely nothing remotely, like, some of that sludge like might have hit some of his leg, but it went nowhere near the wound. He is 100% fine. And the vampire bite equally is just a couple punctures. That's it.
Pull the javelin out.
The javelin was still in?
The tip pulled out whatever's left in there.
He's just been running around. Yeah.
Hey, man, don't take it out before you're ready to dress the wound or else you start bleeding.
Okay, so Shaddy's convinced, but fundamentally he's convinced, but he's still a little scared. So he kind of does, like, the little kid at a horror movie thing and kind of just, like, spreads his fingers apart and, like, looks through his fingers at all the churches. And then he's like, okay, I think we're in the clear for now. And now he's good.
Nice.
There's a moment where it burns, but you're fine. So yeah, what would you guys like to do? If you want to go ahead and check out the churches, you can do. Totally up to you. I will say, as you emerge out of this hole in the ground, however, there's lights on. Things seem to be pretty normal. No one's running around screaming here. And Ollie, I'll say that you feel like the unmistakable kind of warmth return to your chest.
I blast 30 hit points into myself instantly. And then I just light a cigarette and start blowing rings. Just
what do you think it looks like as Owly does a quick heal on himself there? Like, what's the magic? How does your magic manifest?
I take my pulse and I go, 1, 2, 3, now! And I jolt a bunch of light into my chest and... like, all my scales, like, flicker and wounds close.
Nice.
The scales reorder themselves. And then little radiant, like, blowtorch lighter as I light a cigarette and puff those rings.
Love it.
Do we have anything to cover up the box or make it look more inconspicuous right now? Because I feel like word is possibly spreading about what happened.
I will say it does just look like a wooden box, right? It, like, literally there is nothing... crazy about this box. Like, it's got a small dent in one corner.
So we're not worried about keeping a low profile?
The news that's spreading isn't like, hey, I heard there was like a tan box. Wooden box, yeah. Right? Of like, you know, like, essentially it's like...
something crazy happened.
I don't even think that most people would have attached what happened to that box specifically, cool. Right? Because it's such a like dramatic event. I think... the likelihood is you're the only three that know exactly what caused that.
We gotta find out what's in this box, guys. I think, does the bar look like it has rooms available, or is it just a bar?
Yeah, it looks like it's got like an upstairs and stuff like that, with some windows.
Let's get a room, and I say we crack this bad boy open and see what's going on. Carefully, obviously.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I want to, Shaddy's trying to put on like a air of authority because he's like he realizes he's looked like a dork the whole time. He's like, I think you're right. I think you are right, Ollie. But I had the same idea.
what denomination would Tundra have been? Like, even if she didn't grow up going to this specific church, can we maybe go into one where she would...
So there is a... So it's essentially six denominations, essentially, which all worship, like, one of the gods that imbue the world with magic. And so there is a god for Anvil, which some people devote their time to, but that's almost seen as, like, a subsect of the worship of the sun. Because Anradon, who is the like that god, basically serves Vega anyway. And then basically the other two planets. So I think it's likely if you were to have had one attachment, it would either be to Anradon or to Vagarith. So I'm sort of up to you which one you want to.
What do you think is makes more sense?
Maybe Anradon, just because, you know, you're very much like of Anvil as opposed to like, you know... I think sort of more of the local churches would have been... Anradon and like the bigger, grander, more citywide churches would have been that of Vega. So maybe, Anradon makes a little bit more sense in that respect.
Perfect. I'll do that.
And yeah, I think as you're looking around, you see there is a church for Anradon. There is a church for the Seven. There is a church for Zarathos, Cimarath, Lode, and Magnacy, the other two. And then the one that has been sort of desecrated, defiled, and turned into a bar is the Church of Vagarith. So, yeah, where would you guys like to head? Do you want to head to the bar?
I think so.
Yeah, it's probably the one. It's probably seems the most like the shining thing that is screaming at us to go say hello.
Yeah. That's our waypoint for sure.
Yeah. The tooltip on screen is screaming.
How dare you accuse me of such a, you know, of such a thing. How dare you try to accuse me of getting this arc back on track, okay? John Mackey.
Okay, you know what? We're going back in the tunnel, actually.
The second that you suggested. Awesome. So, as you make your way into this place, you see that there is like a like low level of like smoke that seems to emit as like there are like all around the outside, like in sort of what used to be some sort of like confessional booths, there now appears to be like little like smoking setups where people can like imbibe kind of different types of smoke, and it's like pretty strong and thick in here. This really feels a little like a real kind of den, essentially. And as you look into the middle, there's like one or two couples trying to like have a nice time. But like generally everyone else is like there is like groups of sort of scary looking people who are all kind of having a conversation. And there's definitely an air of like when you guys walk in, there's a couple like, you know, there's a more than 50% of the heads kind of turn, look you up and down, decide that you're not like really a threat. And they, you know, go back to what they were doing. And so you find yourself inside of the cracked compass. It is at this point that you notice that behind the bar, there is like a really... In fact, actually, this is our first time doing this, which is very exciting. Let's see, George, since you're the first person and you won't have done this before, can you go ahead and roll me a D4 and a D12 and give me those results separately, please?
Yes, oh my goodness. I would love to. I look to Shady and I go, huh, lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door.
I'm dropping Chapel Wrong quotes, y'all.
Oh, we know, love it.
In fact, I'll actually give you an inspiration for that.
Yay!
One. That
was good.
I've had three so far. Let's go!
Yeah, that was. You've had a few and that was good, though. I didn't see that one coming. I was like, what is he?
If we can sneak one past you, can we roll our next roll with inspiration? If we can sneak one.
If you sneak it past me, but so as long as someone else clocks that's not me, I'm fine with it.
Great.
Someone else has to know that you did it.
So this is a real Don't Wake Daddy. Is that what is that board game?
What did you get, George? What did you get?
All right. I got on the D4, I got a 2.
Uh-huh.
And on the D12, I got a 6.
No way. a regular human. So this is a random race chart. For anyone that doesn't know, I use a random race chart for any NPCs that I've kind of planned, but don't necessarily have any big strong feelings about what they should be or look like. And it's a nice way of getting a nice varied world and not just having humans, elves, and orcs. But here we are. There is a just regular human. The second, just straight up regular human that you've seen today. Stood behind the bar, cleaning some glasses. I'll say that, like, has got a very... this human has like a very gender neutral appearance. Like they seem to have like a full face of makeup, some like some spiky hair, very medium height, medium build. And like, I think clothes wise, probably wearing like some kind of eccentric like ribbons and stuff like that on what appears to be some relatively basic kind of clothing. And they appear to be sort of the owner of this establishment. And they'll sort of look up and immediately give you a, new here?
Hey.
I'm from here. I'm just returning home for a family reunion.
Sorry, it's just a few of you sort of immediately started trying to talk, you know, and I didn't really know who was in charge. But sorry, carry on. Family reunion?
Right. These are my two assistants. I've hired them. I'm their boss.
Hey.
And I'm just sort of returning home. Do you have like a little booth we could sit in for just a second?
Oh, you want to... Yeah, no worries. I've got you.
Yeah.
That'd be a credit if that's cool.
That's great. And could we... Do you have any... I'm such a clumsy lady. I just tripped. And do you have anything that maybe could help with a cut? Tundra looks down at her bite mark.
are you sort of like, is the bite mark visible? Do you think like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks down and goes, tripped. And just straight up peeled the, okay. Yeah. I see.
You get it. This is a dangerous planet. Stuff like this happens all the time.
Kind of looks around at all the other mercenaries. This is a question that's come up a few times. Yes, one of the priests will be with you shortly if you go to the booth.
Great.
And she, this person sort of looks at you and kind of goes like, and remember, keep your confessions short. Vagarth sees all. And there's like a couple of people that kind of nearby who kind of chuckle as they mention Vagarth seeing all. Amazing. As you go and you're led through into a little booth, go ahead and roll me a perception check. Just anyone that wants to, as you're sort of looking around.
That's a five.
That's going to be a 4 for me.
And an 11 for Shaddy. Who'd have thought?
Cool. Pretty distracted, generally. But I'll say, as you're looking around, you can kind of see the like the former structure of this church. You can tell that this originally was once like one big kind of large room that now has like a artificial, like a ceiling that's been put in, and you assume that like rooms and or sort of places to stay are now above there. As you head through into one of these little confessional booths, there's like enough room for you to sort of stick the box on like a pew that's sort of like next to you. And you can see that essentially like the barrier that used to separate the sort of two seating areas has been like cut down. And in between, there is like 4 pipes that lead out of what almost looks like the kind of hot rocks of a sauna. And it's sort of emitting like a smoke, but it seems like the pipes themselves are like the thing that kind of imbibes it with something interesting, shall we say.
Are you about to get fucking high in here?
So yeah, you sit down. What do you guys do?
We want to check inside the box, I think.
You want to check inside? I will say this isn't like a enclosed booth, like as in all of the kind of like essentially like the parts of this that would have been like the closed door, the walls, etc., like they've all been kind of like hollowed out, right? It really does feel like, you know, like you go to a coffee shop that used to be like a church or whatever, and they've kept a lot of the infrastructure, and it's like, it feels, it's like kind of cool but also weird because you're like, this is so clearly a church. It's very much that. So you're still kind of out in the open in this booth right now. However, as you're kind of sitting down, getting yourself comfortable, you see that this very, very small, Erin, would you please roll me a d12 and a d4, please? Sort of person is making their way towards you, and they are...
Got a 6 and a 4.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, this very small little crow-like person, a Kenku, comes up to you wearing a robe, kind of... As it kind of looks up, you see that has like the craziest eyes. Both of its eyes look like swirling pools of like iridescent color. And it's almost like a little bit like sort of consuming as you look into its eyes. And it looks up towards you, Tundra, and goes,
You requested some healing, I believe.
Oh, I was thinking more like some cloth to cover
this. I sense a darkness inside of you.
Thank you. I think there's been a little bit of a miscommunication. I just was sort of looking for like a Band-Aid.
There is no miscommunication, Vigar the Seasaw.
Yeah, how do we get this smoking apparatus going? I want to get this hot like Papa John.
I love how they just had so many near-death experiences. They have not unpacked this.
They're not learned. Yeah. leans in towards you, Alan, goes,
Yes, I see. You need more than just a Band-Aid. There is something here that would help you immensely, allow you to see inside the broken parts of your soul and perhaps piece them back together.
And then you sort of see as a crooked wing kind of comes up and it points towards the back. And Ali, you see there is like a whole area behind, like, you know, sort of where like staff are kind of milling past that seems to be like obscured by these like weird kind of vines and tendrils and stuff. And he kind of looks to you and you feel like this creature is like having like a vision or a sight or something, right? It doesn't feel like it's just being weird. And then finally we'll look to you, Shadi, and go,
you are delightfully hollow.
We think so too.
This is what Shadi's grandparents have always said to him. And so he just kind of like turns in on himself and just, like, kind of looks off into the like, the middle distance of...
Oh, that hurts feelings.
Yeah.
I think it would be good if you just set up this hookah thing,
please. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go into the back.
Tundra just, like, pats Shadi's back really quick because his feelings are clearly hurt.
A wing kind of extends out, Tundra, in, like, a bit of a flash over your arm, and you see that the patch of skin that had been peeled off suddenly is, like, lined with feathers. There's like a whole row of like feathers basically like descending down your arm, and it suddenly feels way better.
Oh.
And in that like moment, in that like malaise of distraction, clearly almost seems to have done that on purpose. George and Aaron, can you take your headphones off, please? So this creature, in the moment that it sort of heals Tundra and sort of distracts Owly, leans in its beak kind of so close to your ear, and it goes,
you have a greater purpose than any who came before.
Okay.
So you can put your headphones back on.
Did not love the faces that John Mackey was making. Great. Tundra looks down at the feathers on her arm and go, oh, it's fine. It's cool. Okay. We're good then.
I can do that.
Do you require anything else? Oh, I wouldn't recommend the one on the end. I've seen inside all of you and none of you can handle it.
I select that one.
Yeah, for sure. Do that one. Are you kidding?
What is she? He doesn't know us. Select. Let's hit it like rum-pa-pum-pa-pum.
Nice.
First of all, I got one past all of you by accident.
Did you? Which one?
I said, it's fine, it's cool.
Oh, okay. It's fine, it's cool. Yeah.
It's fine, it's cool. Nice. Nice.
No, but no. Someone else had to catch it.
Oh, that's true. You get nothing. you get entirely nothing. Well, gee whizzikers.
Let's hit this extreme smoke we can't handle and then open this nuke that we have and see what's going on in that order.
I, in which case, will need... Who is imbibing first, shall we say?
Me.
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
Going right in.
You've had a rough Ed's day. First.
Absolutely. This is the first sign of a relief that I can get. Then there's no liquor around, so let's do it. Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me a D100.
52.
I need you to make me a constitution saving throw, please.
Oh, no.
Okay.
58 hit points.
Imagine.
You're back down to zero.
God. Oh, no. I rolled so bad. That's a 9.
What do you think is the very next thing that Owly intends to do? Like, hits this thing and then, like inhales some smoke. What's the very next thing that Owly intends to do?
He intends to try to blow as many smoke rings as possible onto the table.
You just hear, "I'm gonna blow as many smoke rings onto the table as possible!" As Owly, you scream at the top of your lungs the, like, next thing that you're about to do. For the next 5 minutes, you uncontrollably scream every intention that you have at the top of your lungs.
Oh my God.
You have, for the next 2 hours, the inability to lie.
Oh, okay.
This feels like kind of nicely serendipitous, honestly, with you kind of having got me with the whole zone of truth thing.
Yeah. I got zone of truth myself. Yeah. I'm gonna blow smoke rings across the table. Hey guys, check this out. Now I'm hoping everyone thinks I'm cool.
Shut up! Just across the bar, like, please stop shouting.
I'm gonna confront that guy.
Hey, man. Amazing. Who was next? Was Tundra going next?
I think Tundra would go next, right?
Yeah, D100, please.
55.
Okay, incredible. So you suddenly feel as... I'll say that actually it's in this moment that you look down and notice that your swords are sort of once again humming with magical energy.
Huge.
And as it does, however, it's sort of like that moment as you do that, like the sort of trails of like magic, you suddenly start to be able to see them. And as you realize and you look around, you can see like manifestations of magic in the air, kind of taking the form of like little wisps around people's heads. You can see there's like a little gaggle of guys like all chatting, and one of them is like very clearly under the influence of a spell that the others have cast, for instance.
That's cool.
As you can see like this kind of cloud of confusion around his head, and then it's like tether linking him to like other people in this room. It is, however, with this that you look at the box. And again, you get the same sort of sensation that Owly did, which you look at it, and it literally feels as though like a fire like blasts into your face. It is so strange and uncomfortable, and you literally have to like snap away from looking at it because it is like so intense and overwhelming whenever you do. But yeah, you can see like little wisps of like ambient magic in the air. You can see little pieces of illusion magic which float down from the nebula and cause sort of mischief wherever they go. These little kind of almost like sprites of just pure kind of illusion magic will kind of dance around and like play tricks on people. You know, little minor inconveniences, like they'll move someone's cup just a tiny bit to the right, so when they go to pick it up, it's just not where they thought it was. That kind of thing. I'm gonna say this is gonna last for 12 hours. I think this is actually, this will last for quite a long time.
Hell yeah.
And everything is a little kind of psychedelic and trippy for you right now. Like, it's a little intense, for sure.
I am now passing the thing to Shaddy.
Can Tundra... I feel like her sense of justice would be like buzzing right now pretty immediately. Mm. Can she go and tell that guy that his friends are messing with him?
Oh, fun. How, like, yeah, how do you do it? Like, you kind of approach the table.
She immediately like slams her hands down on the table and walks over there.
No. Hey, are you okay?
Excuse me. Yes.
Yeah. Can we help you?
I would say, I don't know if this is hazing. I don't know if this is teasing, but I would say pick on someone
you see that they're playing cards.
Oh.
And the guy who's got the thing around his head has got like barely any money left. Oh. And he's like scratching his head like,
hey buddy, stop playing, I think, now, because these guys are tricking you and manipulating you. Mm-hmm. These are not your real friends.
No, that's not true. They said friends, and then wave their hand, and now they are, wait a second.
Shaddy, take two hits. Take two hits, Shaddy. I'm going to pressure Shaddy.
The other guys are like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Your own size, you jerks.
What? Okay, fine, I will. And sort of stands up and immediately realizes it's like a cool, like, foot shorter than you. And it's just like, another time,
yeah.
You know, like, not today, you know, like,
yeah, maybe later. Okay.
Yeah. It's just because, you know, the way my day, you know, it's a full day I've got, and I've just had one. Okay. I've been
You had a bad day?
And there's a,
oh, because no, I sort of have had a full day.
I just said full. I just said a full day, you know, I've had a full day.
Oh, well, you want to compare full days? A minute ago.
Not really.
I was making fun of my friend for his stupid armor, and then he almost died. So take a seat.
Tough.
Leave your friend alone.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, mom, sorry. No, fuck. I didn't mean to say, oh, God, this is bad.
She rolls her eyes and goes back to her table.
You can see, like, forming around this guy's head, as the one that's talking to you, this, like, just vibrant pink energy starts to, like, emanate as this guy just clearly has a crush on Tundra, like, very clearly. And he's like, yeah, cool, whatever.
And then walks away.
What? No? Yeah? No. No. Yeah. No. Yeah? No. No. Okay. See ya. Bye. Amazing. Shaddy, are you going to imbibe?
I think Shaddy's like lost in thought because that little bird really fucked his brain up. He's like sitting there like thinking about what the bird said to him and kind of like he just has a million thoughts kind of going through his head. And he's distracted for a second. And then I think when Ollie screamed, I'm going to pressure Shaddy into taking two hits or whatever. It kind of snaps him out of it, and he's like, what, okay.
Let her rip, Shaddy.
Incredible. Go ahead then and give me a D100.
20.
Shaddy, you feel an overwhelming sense of calm and like focus like you have never felt before.
Okay, this is good.
As flames, completely harmless to you, start to slowly engulf your body, and you are like so relaxed about it. You're just like fully on fire, and you're just like hands up, kind of looking like, and you feel like calm, focused, clear-headed. And I think that like in this moment, you're like, you are finding like a level of like alacrity that perhaps you've not possessed in your life, right? It's like a real like mind expanding thing, as essentially you are, whatever this is like clearly used to sort of like focus like a warrior's mind.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you just feel, you feel calm, focused, and you are wreathed in flame. Like you look sick as hell.
I'm about to touch Shaddy.
And it really fucking hurts as you take 4 points of fire damage.
Oh my god.
Four? Is everything catching fire?
Well, I think I'm sort of imagining that Shaddy's sort of like stood up and is just sort of walking around and walking on stone floor.
Mm.
So you know, Shaddy, as long as you don't like touch the wooden stuff, you'll probably be okay.
Okay.
And does he look slightly different to me with what I'm experiencing, or is it just?
I think it's almost hard to look at him right now because he is just like lit up so in magic. Like there's just so much magic right now. He's like essentially, it's like if you will follow me on this sort of journey. Imagine it's 3 a.m. You've been asleep for a while. You open your phone, and whatever app opens up immediately doesn't have dark mode. That's how bright Shaddy currently feels to you.
That's a great visual. Yeah,
it's a real like searing of the retina type. You know, just oh god, oh. That's what's happening right now.
Shaddy sort of takes this experience in and like really hones in on like on himself, and he's just like, I'm someone. He just starts saying I'm someone over and over again in his head. And like his eyes get big, and it's like he like, it really feels like he's like swelling with like confidence that he's never had before.
Absolutely incredible.
As he's standing in the middle of the bar and like people are all standing at him, it really looks like he's like having a like a psychotic break, but he's like, he's so sure that he is like, he kind of now feels like he's maybe Neo in the Matrix. Like he's the one.
Yeah, like you're seeing everything in whatever Shaddy's version of zeros and
That's
ones.
That's just what a rich kid needed, is kind of confirmation that he was special.
Yeah, a god complex.
Like you're seeing Shaddy's version of like everything in zeros and ones right
yes.
now.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
I am about to take another hit.
Yeah, go ahead, roll me a D100.
What does 100 do?
100?
0000 on my D100.
Wow.
There's no fucking way you've just rolled 100.
Is it bad? Oh, no. Why? Why?
Why did you do another hit?
I thought it was just a random table. Is 100 bad?
This is what always happens. This is what always happens. You do one, and then you do another one, and then you crash your car or something.
Oh.
What's wrong with 100, Jasper?
What do you think's wrong with 100, George?
Am I going to have another heart attack? Oh, my God.
Holy shit. This is almost like, oh, man, this is pretty crazy. Okay, so as you take this smoke in and you see your friends kind of having these like pretty kind of impressive moments, you take the smoke in and you kind of hold it in your lungs for a second, and it feels as though the smoke starts to like sort of seep out of your skin. That's the sensation that you're feeling. And the reason that you feel that is because you suddenly realize that the smoke is your sort of like circle of awareness. And the smoke gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And essentially what happens is that Owly's consciousness is quite literally like expanding outward, outward, outward. And to the point where you're not even getting information in like a useful way, right? You're getting so much information. You are literally like hearing and learning people's like deepest, darkest secrets. The second the smoke passes through them, you know this person. Like, it is almost as if every piece of information or lived experience they've ever had suddenly comes rushing into your mind at once. And I think in this moment, you're trying intensely to like keep yourself centered.
I am trying to keep myself centered!
Like, the expanse keeps going out. Keeps going out, keeps going out.
Oh no.
It hits something beneath the chapel, which immediately like, registers like beyond anything else. There is an eye that opens up from below the chapel and looks at you, and you hear as it keeps going and it keeps going. And suddenly you hit this like pure organism of like vibrant life that flashes into your mind, and you hear another voice.
Oh.
It keeps going and it keeps going and it keeps going until you hear two voices almost simultaneously that seem to draw you in towards them as they both stare at you kind of in this sort of weird void space that you're in as you hear them both. And it keeps going and it keeps going until you hit yet another object, another thing in space, this impossibly large sort of continuation of your consciousness expands out. You hit something which seems to growl your name in some ancient forgotten tongue that you could not possibly begin to comprehend, until eventually it keeps going and it keeps going until that expansion hits the sun itself. You see, for just the briefest of glimpses, a vision of a dragon, impossibly large, sailing through the night sky, that its wings itself seem to contain the stars of the universe, as suddenly it gets attacked. Suddenly encased, suddenly closed in, suddenly drawn in, until eventually that thing becomes beaten and pounded down into an almost impossibly small space. And then there is an explosion of brilliant blue light. And then you're back to your body.
I am pissing myself.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need to take another hit.
Go ahead and roll me a wisdom saving throw.
I'm going to need to get a little some of that.
I'll have what he's having.
What did I feel when it got out to the box?
When it got to the box. Oh my God. Okay. So
what did I know of it now?
So what do you know of it? What do you know of it is that...
I nat one of the wisdom saves.
Oh, God.
You, unreal. As it got to the box, you immediately felt a level of fear.
Oh, man.
That you have never experienced. It literally feels as though you experienced, like, eternal nothingness and the sensation of being trapped inside of that. Like, no air, no wind, no light, no sound, nothingness, not even darkness. Even darkness would be more than you experience in that moment. It is horrific. But with a nat one, I think you watch as a little bit of blood trickles out of Owly's nose, and Owly drops to the floor unconscious. I'm sorry, it's a nat one. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. You just took, like, the most mind-altering, mind-bending drug possible, and then nat one to the save. We watch as Owly drops to the zero, muttering something about something watching him from below the chapel. There was, like... Like, he keeps on muttering something about, like, the eye below the chapel, constantly over and over and over again, as he's, like, essentially passed on the floor. You see that the Kenku, the little crow person, wheels back around and goes,
"You see, now he gets it."
And I think there is a little swirly, iridescent, kind of pool-like texture to the to Owly's eyes currently, as he's sort of looking out, kind of just a little somewhere else, shall we say.
It's a feminine phenomenon.
Tundra grabs it and takes a hit, for sure.
Let's go!
Oh my God, this is...
I'm sorry.
This crew's penchant for self-destruction is something...
We've had a terrible couple days. We're really just...
You've had a bad day.
That might have been the rock bottom that makes me quit everything. Yeah. If that happened to me, I think I'm done.
It needed to happen, I think. It needed to happen.
I rolled a 71.
Tundra, your hair immediately starts to sprout flowers. You can feel, however, as the flowers begin to sprout and your hair, the individual strands of your hair turn into, like, stems, as something seems to sort of take root inside of your brain.
Fuck me.
And all I need you to do is tell me, like, what is a plan that Tundra has? It could be, like, an immediate plan. It could be, like, a midterm plan, long-term plan, whatever you like. Just like a plan that's in Tundra's head. And as that is being described, I'm going to need John and George to take your headphones off.
Okay, so I think the plan that is top of mind for Tundra is she plans to enact revenge on the person on her planet who killed the love of her life, Ember.
Mm.
So that's sort of the plan that she's constantly ruminating, is being able to kill the guy who did that to her.
So... I think that Tundra has never seen her home before, like her true home, the one that her parents would talk about.
Cool. Yep.
This place in the sky, this sort of mysterious, otherworldly type of place. And I think Tundra gets a vision of her. Tundra stood on the precipice, on the edge of this large kind of rocky platform, which houses what appears to be like an almost perfectly crystalline temple on top of it. And before you stands this gigantic sort of draconic humanoid, sort of weirdly kind of almost like seems like it has like pure dragon-like features and then some that seem sort of very humanoid. It almost looks a bit like jumbled and confused and slightly like wrong in some way. And though it doesn't look like the person, the man that killed Ember, you know instinctively that it is. Stood before you as you have your two swords drawn, and you are locked into what appears to be some sort of like Elden Ring level kind of boss showdown. And all that happens is you feel something swift, something painful. As you kind of blink for a second and you suddenly feel yourself falling from this platform and blood spilling from your body as you begin to fall down to the surface of Anvil. And the others don't know this, but that's where we're going to end this episode of Rotating
what
Heroes.
The fuck?
we can put,
what are you talking
we
can, about? We can,
yeah, you,
what?
We ended the episode, everyone.
Wait, why wasn't he even here?
Oh, Aaron, your face.
Aaron, are you okay, dude?
Should not have taken another hit. I blew it.
Yeah, dude, that second hit's the doozy, huh?
Gang, I blew it. This was sort of, you know how we are all kind of blowing it, and it's sort of like the theme of this is we're blowing this.
I will say, just to clarify for everyone, this was the black pipe on the end that you were told not to touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can't tell us what to do.
Just so that we're clear. Wow, guys, I feel like that was fun. Sheesh, nice, like sheesh pipe, right?
And that's gonna be a whoops-a-daisy for me, huh? And that's gonna be a big old whoops-a-daisy for me. Sorry in advance, fellas, I made a mess.
I truly love that I have no idea. I love that we have no idea what happened. I can't wait. I'm
terrified to find out what this is, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. This is fun because I feel like you don't. None of you really know what Ali saw. None of you know what Tundra saw, and none of you know what the Kenku said to Shadi. It's great.
I think everyone knows what I saw because I was screaming everything. I think
someone is saying
bar,
my name.
Yeah, two more growling beings are shouting my name.
My name.
That guy is afraid that everyone's looking at his hips because they're too high.
Hips are too high. Yeah, you just blurted out a bunch of people's like deep dark secrets.
Deep dark secrets.
Want to share?
That's crazy.
Absolutely incredible. Wow, another brilliant episode. Very excited to see what happens next. We'll be back next week with the Ark Bark. But before we go, John Mackey, aka, you know, Mr. Shitty Toilet himself.
Yeah, that's me.
Bring this home for us. What have you got going on? Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at all the places you've always been able to find me at. It's John Mackey on Instagram. You can go listen to my podcast, The Brett DeMott Show with Buddy. Great episodes with Aaron. Every episode with Aaron's a great place to start on the show is what I would say.
I love going on that pod. I love it.
And then you can also catch all my improv podcast stuff with Big Grande, my improv group that I've been on for over a decade. You can get all of our stuff at biggrandewebsite.com. And just be nice to each other. That's what I'll say.
Aww.
Oh,
you're plugging being nice to each other?
Yeah, just being nice.
Yeah,
just
plug more of that.
Nice. Everybody needs to be nice.
More plugging nice.
Everyone needs to be nice. Go ahead and be nice.
Yeah,
and do some crazy drugs at a bar.
Yeah, do some crazy drugs, but be nice.
I'm joking. We can't endorse that. George Primavera, what you got going on? Where can people find you on the internet?
At @DMGeorge_Primavera on Instagram and TikTok. And then check out podcasts Hero Club. For narrative D&D stuff, check out the Reslayer's Take to hear Jasper all over the first season of that and a little bit in the second
terrible
season, too.
Terrible. Don't do that. I mean, listen to Reslayer's Take. It is great, but, like, not me. You know what I mean? Me specifically. That would be bad.
It's very fun. No, Jasper's excellent. It's so, so great. And then Total Party Skill, where my buddies and I talk about D&D and all things D&D. It's a lot of fun.
Love it. Aaron Keefe. But last but not least, what you got going
sorry
on other than Strange Visions?
I'd like to plug being sorry. also, you can follow my show Quality Time on Instagram. It's a once-a-month live variety show in Los Angeles. It's truly a variety. We've had history teachers come and teach us lessons.
Love it.
We have an Irish band and a magician this month.
So when do you want the loser that earns all his money from Dungeons & Dragons to come on?
Yeah, truly, whenever.
You know, me or George. Now,
you can also check out Hey Riddle Riddle, which is my riddles and puzzles podcast. George, would love to have you on that if you have any interest in solving puzzles, riddles, lateral.
You have to go on Hey Riddle Riddle. It's the best. It is the best.
Oh my goodness. I love riddles.
Okay, fun.
It's my favorite thing to do in D&D is a riddle, and I'm notoriously bad at writing them because afterward everybody's like, how could we have possibly solved it? So I look forward to getting humbled.
Oh, good. that was literally impossible.
Maybe you can come on and try to stump us with some of the ones you've written.
Oh, that's so funny.
I would be too embarrassed.
And then also check out Win or Lose on Pixar. I got to do some writing for it, a couple voices.
I watched the first two episodes. It's so good.
I'm so glad you like it. It's so sweet.
And my son also loves it. So, you know, we sat and watched two episodes. And can I tell you, to get a one-year-old to sit and watch two episodes of anything is tough.
Kind of a miracle.
So,
you know, my niece has watched it. And I lost my mind. I'm ready to die.
I think I just sent you a video of him watching it, Aaron. I don't know if you've
got it. I lost my mind.
You did get it.
Oh, yeah. I saved it to my phone immediately because, oh, my God. Great. Also, sorry. Still sorry about earlier, everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'll find a replacement for me, I swear.
No.
I'm also, the only thing I'm going to say is if you pick a big comedian to replace you, you have to sort out the scheduling, right? Because if you come in and be like, I'm going to pick, I don't know, Kevin Hart, like, fine, but you have to get Kevin Hart onto the show. You know what I mean?
I can get Kevin to do it. He owes me a favor.
And we're going to go into that in the arc box, so make sure you stick around and find out why Kevin owes Aaron a favor. But until then, I've been Jasper William Cartwright. Thank you so much for listening to the Rotating Heroes podcast, you lovely, wonderful people. If you want to follow more of my stuff, you can do at JW_Cartwright. And I'm going to quickly do some maths in my head and find out when this is coming out. Ooh, something is being announced in 5 days, which is fucking crazy huge, and I'm very excited about it, so definitely make sure you follow me. I was really hoping it was going to be just like a little bit after that, that I was going to be able to actually talk about it, but I can't. But soon, very, very soon, you'll be able to know about that. If you just go ahead and follow me on social media, you'll find out all about it, but you'll probably find out about it anyway, because, you know, it's massive, it's huge, it's great, massive, awesome. Okay. That's enough rambling from me. For more visions of the future and crazy happenings, make sure keep it locked to Rotating Heroes podcast. And don't forget to check out Deep Space Dial. The session zeros that we did with these guys are available in the Champions of Zophine tier. And that is about everything for this week. Holy Vagareth, how do I end these? I don't know.